is Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
We are the nation's number one talk station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Lovely morning to you. It's the 19th day of October, 2021. I am Sheriff Quadri. It's a beautiful day. It's sunny. I like clear skies. It just brings this good feeling when you see clear skies in the morning. But hey, let's talk about some people who aren't seeing the sky so clearly. The civil servants of Nigeria, the ones that work for the federal government, because they've been mandated to get vaccinated or be stopped from getting access to their offices starting December 1. I spoke with a couple of civil servants yesterday on this conversation, on this topic, and some of them who are not for COVID vaccines are confused. They are in a state of confusion. They don't know exactly what they are going to do about it. Because, number one, they don't want to lose their jobs. Number two, they don't have the money and the resources to be doing PCR tests, which is going to cost them about close to 80,000 naira on a weekly basis or so. I think less than that. But hey, we are going to have this conversation. If you're a civil servant and you want to join this conversation, even I hear private companies have also mandated their employees to get vaccinated as well. You know, we've had this conversation before on the Morning Crossfire, people, and a lot of you called in to say that yes, your companies had forced you to go get vaccinated as well. Yep, you need to share your story with us as well on this program. And for the federal civil servant, for states civil servants as well, please join the conversation. Let's know what you're feeling. Let's hear what you're going through, because the portal is all open for you. But I have on the show today the chairman of Nigerian Bar Association Section on Public Interest and Development Law, MBA Spido, Dr. Monday Ubani. He joins me via the telephone this morning. Dr. Ubani, a very lovely morning to you.
Quadri, it's my pleasure. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you today?
It could be better.
What's your position really on this mandatory vaccination of civil servants?
I'm clearly against such a mandatory vaccination because of some fundamental defect in the system. Let me say this: under the 1999 Constitution, I'm looking at it from the legal, and I also look at it from the scientific and other grounds. Under the 1999 Constitution, as amended, the Constitution has a derogatory clause that allows some of those rights that are guaranteed to be tampered with, especially by a proper law that is enacted, that is a reasonable law in a democratic society.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to now tamper with those right of movement, even right to your life, and some of those basic rights, you have to go to the National Assembly, okay, or the State House of Assembly,
okay,
and enact a law, a substantive law. And that law will pass through the normal processes of lawmaking, you know, with the necessary input by stakeholders. And of course, in that wise, some stakeholders will make some input, because in every law, there must be an exception. But that has not been done. You, by ordinary pronouncement and executive pronouncement, yeah, now want to make something that has not been enacted to look like there is a law in place. We are not ignorant of the fact of the danger of the virus, of the pandemic, and we know how the entire thing came upon the world. And, you know, yesterday, the world came up with this vaccine that never passed through the normal scientific method of manufacturing of vaccine. That is another conversation. And it's been deepened even in other countries like America, even where they're offering them money for people to people and are still very hesitant, you know, to take the compulsory vaccination,
right,
because of there are also some consequences which they don't want to highlight, even
right
here in this country.
Right.
There are some people who have taken this vaccination and they have died. There are those who took it and then developed some other ailment that weren't there in the first place. So these are conversations of the minority which you have to take into account. you know, in this particular, you know, clamp down, oh, go and take it or you lose your job. No, you must hear them. There are those who have health issues. So when they came up with this issue, that they must, by 1st of December, I felt, what is this? Have you taken into account the minority? Have you taken into account those who may have, you know, health issue that if they take this vaccine, you hasten their death? Have you taken them into account? Have you even enacted any law that has made this compulsory? And then the countries you want to imitate, America and UK and other countries have made testing of this particular disenvirus very free. Unless you are traveling abroad, you pay. But if you want to use any of those results internally, about it's free. Yeah. It's free in all these countries. Mm-hmm. Have you made it free in your country? How come you suddenly love Nigerians? No, when there was issue of food, when those guys were locked down, you never in any way hoarded food. You denied them food. And up to now, you know, no proper explanation was given at that time where people were locked down and government never provided for them. People were dying of hunger. Mm-hmm. Do you know that people are dying more of hunger today and poverty rather than this virus, which God, in his infinite mercy, have actually spared Nigeria? We're not dropping dead like all those people predicted. We're not like America and all that. God has been so merciful, no doubt. Mm-hmm. I think that what the government should do is to engage in aggressive advocacy, persuasion, telling them the reason why they must take these vaccines, rather than this clamp down, giving a deadline. I think we're under autocracy. We're not under military regime, for God's sake.
I want to take you up on this, your intro, when you mentioned some labor laws, some human rights laws, but there is also the civil service, the laws that guide the civil service practice in Nigeria. Doesn't this law empowers the government to make such pronouncement?
No. Any law that, you know, basically there are, as I said earlier, the ground norm of in our system today is the Constitution.
Right.
The Constitution remains the ground that binds everyone, including civil servants, including people who are in government, including the president himself.
Mm.
Now, if the provision of the Constitution is this, then we must comply with it. I am not against it if eventually there is a substantive law that everyone has come in and then there is a proper debate in the House. This is what should be, and then exceptions made for those who may have health issues and may be exempted from it. But this issue, that there's no substantive law today that has made this issue of vaccination compulsory. There is no law. There is no law. I have cited everywhere. There is no exact law that has been made in Nigeria that say vaccination in Nigeria must be compulsory.
Dr. Obani, what options are open to civil servants right now? Because, like I said, I spoke to a couple of them, and they are in a state of confusion right now because they don't want to get vaccinated. And, they don't know exactly what options are there for them at this point.
The option they have is that they have to, you know, litigate this issue. Let the court be in a position to make a pronouncement as to whether there is any substantive law that has made it compulsory. I'm saying, you know, that what obtains in other countries, you know, is that they make this issue of test very free. If you make tests free, fine. If every 72 hours you want to, you know, verify my status, you know, I can go and do it.
Make it free.
You are paying somebody 30,000. You want to averagely to spend 80,000 naira in a week in order to show proof that he's negative. What manner of law is that? What oppressive and draconian law is that? Is that a choice? And you are telling me that you have not made it compulsory, but you're asking this individual that every week he should spend 80,000 naira in order to show proof his status. I mean, what kind of law is that? What kind of policy statement is that? And you want to explain to me that it's not compulsory. You made it compulsory. In fact, that alternative is even more is more draconian than the first issue, you know, of vaccination. And the person said, look, there are issues. Let's have a conversation on this. Vaccine, you know, because there are consequences. Somebody reported to me, you know, when he saw my article, that there is somebody now that his entire system collapsed after taking the second jab. The first jab, there was no issue, but when he went for the second jab, his kidney and liver had an issue, and the man is in a coma. There's somebody also who reported to me of either his daughter or his son that died while being forced to go and do the vaccination in one of the banks in the country. Of course, you are aware that some of the banks have even started implementing this policy even before the government, when there is no substance involved.
Not just the banks alone. So many private companies are doing it already.
Yes.
They are forcing the employees to go get vaccinated.
Do you know in abroad, they are giving them money. They are offering them money for this vaccination.
Yes, I'm aware.
People are still saying no. let us know this. Let's even enter into scientific discussion a bit, even though I'm not a scientist. Mm. Now, this vaccine, you and I know that most of the vaccines they have used today, they're using today, you know, for some of those diseases, especially the one that are related to children, those vaccines underwent process, many years of investigative scientific research before they brought them into the market.
That's right.
But we knew how this particular vaccine came into being because of the, you know, how the pandemic, the entire world was totally, you know, shocked and, you know, embarrassed by that disease. They hastily entered into the lab and came up with it. Now they are talking about not even second jab, but even third. And it may not even end at second, third jab, may end up to 10 jabs. Now, the problem of the minority is that there are those who have taken this vaccination and eventually got, you know, the virus and died. You, of course, you are aware of Powell.
Colin Powell, that's right.
Beautiful. That man was vaccinated. Mm. He died. There is also a very legal luminary that died 2 or 3 weeks ago. Mm. And the first son said that the father took even up to the second child. And he wasn't busy, but he died of the complication. So we must take that also into consideration. There are those who have taken the jab that it is not a foolproof.
Just to be clear, Dr. Obani, those people have comorbidity, which means they have some other existing ailment in their system before. And I do agree with you that you can't force everybody to take vaccines when you don't even know, you can't ascertain the health status of these people that you're trying to force to take the vaccines because the outcome could be devastating.
More deadly than the virus you are trying to prevent.
That's right. But I want to talk to you about the step that your committee, SPIDO, is taking or you're planning to take. Tell us about this.
Now what we did was giving the federal government notice that, look, you may think that you have cowed everyone and everyone have kept quiet, especially for the civil servants. You know, that we need to deepen the conversation about this issue of vaccination. And that's why we are raising the voice. Let's talk about it. Let government come out, you know, plainly and say, look, okay, we can make this test, you know, free. You know, give them an option. Even if I don't want to take it, because it's about my life. It's about somebody's life.
That's right.
Somebody has to take a deeper reflection as a human being, rational being. Okay, I agree. You know, that this, I mean, I'm talking about somebody now reasoning. Okay, I agree, because this thing will prevent me from getting the virus. I want to take it. There must be full consent. Or I don't believe in this vaccine. I don't want to take it. No, that personal decision has to lie in that rational human being who is created, that God has given power of choice. That choice must be left there. The moment you take away choice, you know, in human being, then we're no longer human being. We are made also a robot. So that decision of, oh, I want to take it, I don't want to take it, you know, should also be given to every individual. You know, that's what I'm saying, that government in the alternative can say, okay, I want to make this test free for, you know, the civil servant.
Okay.
If they want to prove that they don't want to take it and prove their status every time to not to infect all that, then go and do the test. Mm. And where you're going to do it, we have made it free for you. So that, again, gives people room to know that these people love us. That love, that element of love is what makes people actually to listen to government most times all over the world. But when you see that government, in other issues, they love you. In socioeconomic rights, they provide it for you. Do you know in all these countries, you know, when you are not working, this government, you know, must give you a stipend. If you don't have any accommodation, government provides accommodation. There must be this love this government will show to you in certain aspects of your national life. Mm-hmm. That when they come up with some policies that looks a bit draconian, you say, yes, because of the love they have. Mm-hmm. On this one, there is clearly absence of love. You knew what happened when we were locked down. You knew what government does with issue of socioeconomic right. You knew what government, you know what government does with issue of educational right. They don't give you that, you know, they don't make it compulsory. You know what happens to issue of health? They don't make it compulsory. All of a sudden, this virus now, you now, you know, claim that you love Nigerians too much. That's why you must make them now compulsorily to undergo that process of vaccination. And Nigerians are doubting your love. That love does not exist. It is because of some economic reasons. That's why you are doing this. That's why most of them are giving that interpretation. So what I'm saying is that in all these countries where we are seeing some of the policies that we want to imitate, we see that government inherently shows love towards in every aspect, and they are interested in the lives of the people, but not suddenly in one aspect in our own national life. We now want to make it compulsory, whereas there are many other things you would have made compulsory. But now, let me tell you, if you go to the country, this country, go to the villages, a lot of people are dying of hunger more than the virus. A lot of people are dying of poverty. A lot of people do not have any employment. And I think that government should, in that wise, concentrate in some of the things that will make life, you know, easier for people and not complicating their life. 50,000 or 80,000 naira in a week for you to get vaccinated is not an option. It's not an option at all. There is no love being shown in that regard.
Right.
There is no love. That's why we are so angry, you know, with such a policy by 1st of December.
Yeah.
So let's deepen the conversation. Let government engage people and let them use persuasive methods.
What then happens, Dr. Obani, on the 1st of December when, let's say, the federal government make good their promise and denies people from having access into their offices? What then happens?
I think the civil servants have to come together. They need to. Most of them, you know, should not be cowed. They need to come together that before 1st of December, we must...
I haven't heard NLC or TUC or any Labour or Atau. I have not heard anybody.
You see, let me tell you about this conversation about virus, pandemic. A lot of people, because I also read articles, you know, I delivered one international paper on the issue of human rights and this issue of pandemic in African continent.
Yeah.
What happened is that because of life and health, it's a general issue that is in most of constitutions of any country that for overriding public interest, you know, of health or security, government at times can, you know, derogate those guaranteed rights. Remember? But the executive now are using that issue to now make pronouncement that derogate right, not passing through the normal legislative process. That is where what is going on. And I think many people keep quiet. Oh, it's live now. It's live. You know, since it involves life of majority, please let's allow them to do it. Even if they preach you are right, you know, just, you know, don't make noise about it.
Right.
Because what government intends to do is to ensure that lives are generally, you know, safe and all that majority of lives are, you know, people, the executive are using that particular argument to expand their political and legal rights, breaching the rights of people in the country under the guise of protecting lives with this pandemic that came. If you see how people's rights have been violated in most, including in European countries, you know, as a result of this pandemic, and they're expanding their power, especially all these autocratic regimes, you know, some of these, you know.
It's like a global conversation.
It's a global conversation. If you go to internet and search and see the kind of conversation that is ongoing on issue of breach of rights of, you know, of the entire citizens in the world under the guise of protecting their citizens. All those autocratic regimes are expanding their powers the more. And the fear is, even when this pandemic is all over, are you sure we'll go back to our status quo? I mean, our normal, you know, life where rights are being respected? Because these guys are expanding their powers the more, especially, as I said earlier, all these autocratic regimes, you know, they have been looking for a way to expand their powers. And this pandemic now is giving them power now to, and gradually, they're expanding their power, preaching people's rights. And by the end of this pandemic, which they may not even agree has ended, because what is happening with pandemic, if you see the kind of money that is being made, you are going outside the country, you do a test. You get into the country, you do a test. You are coming back again, you do a test from the country you have just, you know, you are leaving. You also do another one when you come into Nigeria. If you see the money these people are making, especially the African countries, not the Europeans have even reduced their own, but African continents now have discovered that they can use this pandemic now to make money.
Yeah.
You see the kind of money that comes into those that do the test.
Dr. Vani, let's go to break. When we return, I particularly want to get your thoughts on the private sector forcing their employees to get vaccinated or lose their job. That, when we return. Please stay with us. Tonight, 0.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome back to the Morning Crossfire here with me, Sharif Quadri. Dr. Monde Ubani joins us on the show via the telephone this morning. We're looking at the compulsory vaccination order given by the federal government to federal civil servants. Dr. Ubani, thank you again for joining us.
Thank you.
But before we go to the question I said I was going to ask you, about the private sector. I asked a question earlier, which I didn't get a very satisfactory response from you, as to what then happens if come December 1, workers are stopped from gaining entrance into their offices. What then happens?
What I told you that before that time, certainly there is going to be a call to action. We may want the court to restrain the government in the meantime from going ahead with implementation of that policy.
Okay.
We have 1 month gap within which to accomplish that. You know, so what I did was to put out that notice that we should deepen the conversation before the implementation. And I think that government also, you know, may be a bit, you know, not too comfortable because they may not want to get a negative reaction. But they are getting it. A lot of people are not too happy. You see my Facebook wall, you know, a lot of, you know, conversation going on, you know, people really saying a lot of things against the government for this compulsory implementation of the vaccination. So I think government also should have a feedback system in which they can also feel the pulse of the citizens, you know, what do they think with this, you know, government pronouncement. So I think that they should also take a look, you know, that's why you are doing this. You know, so our government can get a feedback that this thing, they have to really tarry a while and let's look at it. Let's deepen the conversation before you come up with that policy. There must be an exception. And that's why I'm insisting that there should be a substantive law. And in that lawmaking process, a lot of input, you know, from the stakeholders will come in. And maybe in that wise, we get all those exceptions and then compulsory, you know, test without money being paid, you know, maybe they can also insert it in the this thing and all that. That will now lessen the worries of those who may not want to take this vaccination, who want to tarry a while and see, you know, the scientific consequences of those who have taken it. You know, so that right of choice must not be taken away.
Right.
That is my conversation.
Let's talk about, before you go, because we are almost out of time, let's talk about the private sector, Dr. Obani. The private sector players, some of them are have made it mandatory for their staff to get vaccinated or lose their job. And that is not peculiar to Nigeria alone. Even in the US, in the UK, people are resigning their jobs or they are getting fired because they refuse to get vaccinated. But let's talk about us here. What's your thought on that development?
They're all testing the mic. As I said earlier, there is this expansive power now that, you know, that the government are becoming autocratic and even private sectors are also because of the health thing that is involved. You know, in the name of health, public health, in the name of security, a lot of things have been done all over the world, not only in Nigeria. And so the private sectors, you know, have taken the lead, you know, by testing the mic, you know, and if they test this mic and it becomes successful, they may come up with even more draconian policies in future. And that is the danger we need to really abate. The danger of somebody waking up and said the entire world should go and take poison.
Don't the employer, the employers, don't they have the right to make such decisions?
That's what I'm saying. They don't have any right when there is no substantive law. There is no law today. That has been my argument from the beginning.
If they say that affects their business, I mean, if you're not vaccinated, you affect the survival of their business.
Yes.
Don't they have that right to protect their own business?
You don't have that right when there is no law now because there is already a guaranteed right of people. Are you following me? As a citizen of a country, in fact, that right is not even, you know, because it's written down. Even before the inception of mankind, there is a particular school of thought that says human right is even not given by law. It is right that is inherent. Now, that right can only be taken away by another law made in a reasonable manner, in a democratic society.
What if they come up with the argument? Because I've heard an employer told me before that, look, it's a threat to my life if you're not vaccinated in my business premises, and I can't afford to have a threat to my life. So it's within his right, according to him, to want to protect himself and people around him.
Beautiful argument. It's also a threat to somebody's life who has, you know, who has not been proven that he can be fit to take that vaccination. For you to force him now to take that vaccination and he dies in the process, he's also a threat to that person's life. So he must take that person's also into consideration, not only about you, because you are thinking about you alone. You are not thinking about that man who has issues that if he takes that vaccine, he dies. It's a threat to his own life. That is why you must come on the round table to take all this, you know, matter into consideration. Don't take only your own matter into consideration about a threat to your own life. You don't take also into consideration that there is somebody that is being threatened by this vaccination also. Like if he does take it, he's going to die or has even going to develop, you know, he's going to develop more complication in his life. That's why what one senator did yesterday or 2 days ago in America, by bringing all the people that have had issues with this vaccination after taking it, and they all came and spoke out of what they are undergoing after they have taken the vaccine. So you must take that those people into consideration. It's a threat to that person's life too. That is my own saying. But as I'm saying, let's have a law.
Yeah.
And in that lawmaking process, all these things will come out. Those who says, oh, it's a threat to their life also will be here. Those who say, if I take it, it's going to affect my own life also will be here. At the end, government comes with an informed legislation. I'm not saying that this disease does not exist, this virus. It does. You know, and government is doing so much in terms of protocols, having protocols and insisting on those protocols being observed, in order to flatten the curve. You know, we must continue in doing what we are doing. Mm. But we must also hear the minority. That is my take.
Okay.
And that can only be done when we have an informed legislation that now says, okay, these people also have a right to live. These people also have a right to live. And not all of us have a right to live.
That's right. Also,
all of us have a right of choice. Mm. So that comes into conversation, and then informed legislation is being made. And then at the end of the day, everyone will be happy. Don't just begin to force people. Because government can wake up one day and say, everybody should go and take poison. And, of course, because they have expanded their power, it didn't challenge them in the first one. You can take poison, all of you will die. So you must begin to also enter into conversation on things and deepen discussion on this matter, because there are minority opinion and they have a right to be heard, because there are issues with those who have taken it.
Mm.
There are those who have taken it and they have issues with their health. So are you going to ignore them? Don't they exist in society? Don't they exist? You know, that's argument, sir. You know, we must have it, you know, in a manner that is very balanced, you know.
Yeah.
Government is doing, you know, much more in this issue of virus. Fine. They're doing what we commend them. We appreciate them. But can we deepen the conversation and take into consideration others also who may have their fears, and then the issue that we have not conclusively known the implication of this vaccine. Today they say that they're talking about third jab. Haven't you heard it? They're talking about third jab. They're not even sure of the second. They're talking about third. Are we going to stop our thought? We may even get up to 10.
Dr. Monday Ubani, we must go now. We must go now. And I think that we'll have further conversations on this.
It's a very important issue, because 1st of December is around the corner.
That's right.
We must get government to really look into this particular matter in a very informed manner. Let them not just, conclude it and just borrow whatever they have borrowed now without looking into the fundamentals of those countries where they have borrowed this. Because as I said earlier, they are making things very free in those countries.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Dr. Monday Ubani, for joining our conversation this morning. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. Dr. Monday Ubani is the chairman of Nigerian Bar Association's section on public interest and development law, MBA Spidol. He joined us via the telephone. Let's take some reactions to that thought. Let's look at maybe 60 seconds each to get reactions to our conversation this morning. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Those are the studio lines that we're working with this morning. Hello, good morning to you.
Hello.
Yes, please, good morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning. Hello?
I'm with you. I'm waiting for you.
Okay. SQ.
I don't understand what you're saying. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, morning, Sheriff.
Yes, please.
Yeah, I appreciate the guest you brought this morning.
Dr. Ubani,
Hello?
I'm with you.
Yeah. You see, I wanted to ask a question.
Mm.
All the attorney generals we have been having in the country, have they not been lawyers?
Mm.
Virtually all of them have been lawyers. Mm-hmm. Even the only Babangida, mm-hmm. Shagari, Makechechi, Richard Akejide, name all of them. They've been lawyers.
Mm-hmm.
And every time we talk about rule of law. As we speak today, Malami, I can still vouch, is a lawyer. Barrister Ubani, too, is a lawyer. If tomorrow we put a barrister, because we need to do a trend analysis is better. We have data. Data doesn't have to be written, but this one is even written. We have the whatever. It can tell us since Shagari era, whichever one of the AGM have not been a lawyer should let us know. Is it that by the time they now get in there, all these things, barrister, he's a nice guy. I enjoyed him. His analysis, but not as a lawyer. Because the lawyers can tell us A is B or B is A. They are not scientific. They don't do anything one of those technicalities. Why is it that when they get to that position, we seem to have a problem in this country? the rule of law now goes down when they are there. All the contracts being signed, even at all the NDAs in Nigeria, don't they have access to all these things? So that tomorrow, if somebody brings up something, they will just be like, okay, we go to court and sort it out. Just like this one is saying now, but it's about to say he has fact. The Constitution has not seen any way where people can be forced to take the vaccine, which is good anyway. They can try that as it comes. But the issue is this. All the lawyers that have been there, what have they done for this country? At 8 years, never enjoyed any one of
them. I think you made that point. Thank you so much for calling. Nigeria Info, good morning to you. I think we lost our call. Let's jump on another one. Good morning to you. Good morning.
Hello, Mr. Sheriff.
Yes, miss. Good morning to you.
Hello.
Yes, we can hear you. Good morning.
Madam Gloria on the line.
Welcome, ma'am. Well, welcome.
Thank God Barrister Obani has just marshaled out his points rightly. Well, one thing that has always been crossing my mind since the federal government made that pronouncement is this.
Right.
You've given 1st of December deadline for everybody to go get vaccinated. Otherwise, you will not enter the government premises so that you will not infect them. Now, have you considered that there are thousands, millions of Nigerians out there that have not been vaccinated? These public servants will leave their offices. They will go to the market and mingle with these ones.
That's right.
They will leave their offices and go to other public places. They will go to the banks. They move on the street. They enter buses. These buses that are crowded and all that. What kind of careless joke is that one? Why should they make such pronouncement? Have they gotten everybody in Nigeria vaccinated? And by the way, it is our own right for those that said they don't want to be vaccinated. Thank you very much, Barrister Obani. Mr. Sheriff, thank you for bringing him online to enlighten us. Let the government listen. I don't know, except they have any other ulterior motive for not... In fact, maybe they are not telling us the truth. I want to believe it as far as this jab and the COVID is concerned. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Gloria. So one thing I do know is even when the civil servants who have been vaccinated, even when they mix up with others that have not been vaccinated, at least they are protected. At least they won't serve as an exposure or a spreader, a vector in the workplaces of the federal government. I'm trying to speak to the point the federal government was trying to make, like in the federal secretariat and government offices, MDAs across the country, if the workers are vaccinated, nobody will be unduly exposed to the point that it will serve as a risk to the person's existence. Benjamin is joining us from Ikeja. Benjamin, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Sherry.
Morning.
Yeah, I'm Benjamin. I'm calling from Ikeja.
Welcome.
Yeah. Sherry, you see...
This is an infomercial.
An American company in Lekki, Lagos, is recruiting qualified sales representatives that own a car and a valid driver's license. Are you ambitious? Hardworking? Do you have a great attitude? Are you ready to take your career to the next level? Here's an opportunity for you. Please call 0815-705-0505 or 0905-637-4258.
I mean, you just have to get the questions. Once you miss it, you're out. That's just the way it is. Once you miss, you're out. Huh? Okay. And we have to be very fast about this. All right. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Let's see who is our first caller. Good morning to you.
Hello.
Morning to you. What's your name?
Francis Pavia. Good morning, sir.
Who?
Francis.
Francis, you want to play the pop quiz game?
Let me try now.
Okay, let's play then. Let's play. Francis, are you ready?
I'm ready, sir.
What year did Facebook start?
Sorry?
What year did Facebook start?
Hello?
Francis, I can hear you. What year did Facebook start? Francis can't hear me, and he's gone. All right, let's take another call. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mr. Sheriff.
Good morning. You want to play?
Yes, Adeshewa from Okoja.
Adeshewa, let's play. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, then. WhatsApp, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter owned by Mark Zuckerberg. True or false?
True. That's a Facebook and WhatsApp. True.
Yeah, but you're wrong.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I'm going to jump on another one. Nigeria, Ifo, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Oshe, what's your name?
This is Folarin Shalasi.
Oh, Folarin Shal?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You want to play?
Yes, sir.
Who was Nigeria's longest-serving Senate president?
David Mark.
Correct. You are right on that one. Which country has the most pyramids?
Is it in Africa, sir?
Are you asking me that one? See this guy.
Sudan.
Did you Sudan? Did you say Sudan?
Egypt.
Did you say Egypt?
Final answer, Sudan.
Final answer, Sudan.
Yes, sir.
For Lauren Shaw, you have two questions correctly. Let's move on. Let's move on. Let's move on. Let's move on. A cockroach can live a few weeks without its head. True or false?
True.
Correct. You have three questions. Three questions. You're doing well. You're doing well. Yes. Now, let's do this one. Let's do this one. What year did Facebook start?
2004.
Correct. You have four questions, and this is your last question. Four questions already. Made in Lagos is an album by which Nigerian artist?
Wizkid.
Correct. Olarusha, five questions correctly.
Thank you, sir.
Oshé, stay on the line. Stay on the line. We're going to get your details right now. You're going to get your details right now. Huh? Oh, my word. That's amazing. You know what we're going to do? Let's play another game. Let's play. One more person can win. Let's do it. Let's do it. Wait, what's today? Tuesday? Yeah, one more person can win. Let's do it. Hello, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's your name?
My name is Stella.
Stella, you want to play?
Yes, I want to play.
Oh, yeah, now. Let's play. What is the capital of Kwara State?
Ilorin.
Correct. Who was the presidential candidate of the All Progressive Grand Alliance, or if you like, ABGA, in 2003 general election?
Ojukwu.
Correct. You have two questions correctly, Stella. Your next question is this. Eh? How many hearts does an octopus have?
Three.
Correct. Oh, my God. Today is a good day. How many weeks are there in a year?
52.
Correct. Three questions correctly. Oh, my goodness. I'm loving today. Today must be a very proper public holiday. Now, which is the second most populous country in Africa?
Ethiopia.
Correct. You've got four questions. How many? Four, Abby? You've got four, right? Four, yes. Four. Four, four, four. The Nigerian movie industry is also known as what?
Nollywood.
Correct. Stella, five questions for you. You've won 10K for yourself, Stella. Just stay on the line. We're going to get your details, Stella. Congratulations to my... How many players? I've got like three players. One, the first one didn't answer anything. The second and third one got five questions correctly each. That is amazing. Congratulations to you both, Stella and Folarin Shaw. They won 10K each on the Morning Crossfire. The game will be played on WhatsApp Lagos with Teke, the Tekes, Andrea and Collins. They will play the game as well. So will Joyce and Sandra and Sports and Live and Dangerous Daddy Freeze and Chat Station. We had our blessing. It's our anniversary month. And yes, you get to win remarkable stuff all through the month of October. We're also giving out movie tickets. We're giving out spa treatments as well. So it's just fully loaded. And part of the things we're doing is to make sure that we give one lucky student 1 million naira in education scholarship. And how to do that? Go to our website, as nigeriainfo.fm. Just click on the banner on I Beg to Differ. Once you log on to the website, you see the banner I Beg to Differ. Click on it, you see the details, how you can be a part of it, how your child, how your student can be a part of it. So parents, students, you all can be part of it. Not parents directly, I mean parents can direct their children to go be part of it. Huh? Not agbalagbas. Is, you know, once you're 17 and you're still in school when you're 17, then you're good. You know, you're good to be part of it. It's going to be amazing. I'm Sheriff Quadri across social media platforms. You can follow me and I will be ready to engage with you. The news is next. After the news, Jimmy Sue will be here with Daily Digest with Jimmy Sue. Lovely morning to you.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.